In the book of James, the first chapter, beginning with verse 12, blessed is the man that endures temptations. Verse 13 tells us, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. Verse 14 tells us, but every person is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my brothers. James shows us in these verses of Scripture that temptations come from within. The lure to evil is within our own nature. James says a man is drawn away of his own lust. Appetite is instinctive and unreasoning. Appetite knows nothing of wrong, but simply desires indulgence. It never controls itself, yet appetite is subject to control. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. A person is tempted when he is drawn away from a straight course. It is by wrong desires that causes people to sin. James undoubtedly agrees with the statement that the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Lustful desires, as our Lord so clearly taught, are themselves sinful, even when they have not yet issued in lustful actions. Wrong desires may be wrong not only because they are uncontrolled, but because, apart from the Holy Spirit's sanctifying presence, they are carnal. This word lust here is applied to the enticement to do evil. The language, however, is most commonly associated with inducement to sexual sins. A wrong thought has conceived when we have given it consent of the will, then follow the act itself, and when it is finished, referring to the complete act of sin, it brings forth death. Phillips' translation puts it this way, and sin in the long run means death. Make no mistake about that, my brothers. What is meant by sin brings forth death? In the context of the Bible, sin brings forth death. This means that when sin is fully realized, it leads to spiritual death, a separated fellowship from God. This illustrates the consequences of sin and underscores the importance of living an obedient life to God. Let your life align with spiritual principles. This is a call to recognize the progression from temptation to ultimate spiritual harm and to turn away from temptation. Back when Adam and Eve was in the garden and the tree that they were forbidden to partake of, Eve, as she looked upon that tree, had not sinned. As she admired the foliage and the fruit of this tree, she had not sinned. When she saw that it was good for food, she had not sinned. But all the enemy of her soul approached her and talked to her about this tree, and she told him what God had said, that if she ate of the tree, she would die. But the devil, being a trickster as he is, told her that you will not surely die if you eat of this tree. Isn't this what the devil is telling people today? Not only the devil, but all of his disciples are telling people, you can sin and everything will be all right. It's not wrong to do these things. To steal and kill, to commit adultery. Friend, don't believe the lies of the enemies of your soul. Resist evil. Learn to do well. and you shall be saved.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.